days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, as I put my heart before the Lord in preparation for part two of the Cosmic Christ and the coming One World Religion, the world is in turmoil as day seven unfolds upon Israel's war against the demonically enforced terrorist group Hamas that brutally unleashed a massive massacre against God's covenant people on October 7, 2023. The 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War of 1973. The Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah has joined the satanic effort and is supporting its neighbors in the West Bank and Gaza Strip by launching anti-tank missiles against Israel. However, Hamas and Hezbollah are only agents of Iran, who has purposed to destroy Israel and to wipe her off the map. And behind Iran is Satan, whose original name is Lucifer, the father of lies and the one who is a murderer and has been so from the beginning, as recorded in John 8:44. We will continue to watch closely as the wars and rumors of wars that Lord Jesus warned us of continue to play out with prophetic precision. And while there is much that we do not definitively know, there are certain things that Scripture does make very clear. And these are the things that we will be putting under the Holy Spirit's microscope of wisdom in deeper revelation of His trustworthy truth as He prepares us for the prophetic events that are yet to come and that are even now unfolding with the rapture of His true church, the next major event to take place. So let's begin with what we do know by the unadulterated Word of God to be definite. We will start in the Garden of Eden, although the fullness of what we will be addressing began much earlier. For in Revelation 13:8, it is revealed that Jesus Christ is the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. The Lord God Almighty is all-knowing and perfect in wisdom. In Isaiah 46:10, it is said of Him, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. His plan of salvation, and all that it entails, from Genesis to the book of Revelation, was in His heart and mind before the earth was even formed, and before man was created. Lucifer's prideful rebellion did not surprise Him. Neither did this agent of darkness's serpentine beguilement of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden take Him by surprise. And when Adam and Eve succumbed to Lucifer's demonic persuasion to disobey their Creator and yield to the enemy's prideful lure instead, all of this fell perfectly into Elohim's plan of redemption and the eternal life salvation that would be provided through the shed blood of Jesus the Christ and ratified by the Holy Spirit. This glorious salvation would be established through His covenant with a people that He would choose to be His own. That chosen nation is Israel. Jehovah promised to bless the people of earth through His Messiah, who would arise from within the covenant promises that He made through Abraham, who God promised would be the father of many nations, and through David, upon whose throne Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah of God, would reign for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom. Since the Lord God would provide a Messiah who would ransom fallen man from the penalty of sin's death, through His blood atonement sacrifice on the cross, Lucifer, in his attempt to usurp the one true and only God of all creation and steal His worship for himself, would have to provide his own Christ as well. But this false Christ would not shed his blood for his followers, but he would require their blood instead. It is critical to keep this point in mind, for while we do not know exactly who the Antichrist will be, nor do we know for certain what his nationality will be, but for the fact that he will arise from within the revived Roman Empire, it must be understood that it is Lucifer who will be behind him, and that it is this dread enemy's prideful and blasphemous intention to usurp the Lord God Almighty and to bring the people of earth under his ultimate and complete control through his darkened man of lawlessness in order to gain the world's worship. We are given confirmation to his prideful agenda in the five I wills that Lucifer proclaims as recorded in Isaiah 14:13-14. I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. And as we look back again to the Garden of Eden, we are given insight to the makeup of Lucifer's final false Christ, which will be the cosmic or universal Messiah that the world has been being prepared for through the many pagan false religions of Lucifer that he has orchestrated down through the ages, as well as the counterfeit Christ that had been worshipped by them. Remember that the serpent told Adam and Eve that if they disobeyed their Creator, they could be like God. In other words, they could become gods themselves, making their own decisions however they wished and choosing what they determined to be good or evil. The end result being, as we know by Isaiah 5:20, that they would call what is evil good and what is good evil. Therefore, Lucifer's one-world religion that would eventually draw Adam and Eve's fallen descendants into global worship of him, and the Antichrist, who would be the vehicle through which he would receive this worldwide adoration, would have to appeal to the prideful nature of unredeemed mankind and their desire to be gods. This satanic counterfeit can perhaps be summed up in what has become known as the New Age religion, even though it is as old as Lucifer himself. In a commentary written for Prophecy in the News, they give an insightful picture of this Luciferian belief system and the Antichrist spirit that emanates from within it, which not only is beguiling the world with its Antichrist persuasions, but much of the church as well. They write, "The New Age movement is a term applied to a range of spiritual or religious beliefs and practices that, although it is as old as the Garden of Eden, was officially and most prominently revealed in Western nations during the 1970s. This New Age mindset is one of Lucifer's attempts at a one-world religion. Revelation 17 clearly states that the perverse, unholy, and ungodly doctrine of Mystery Babylon will be the religion of the last days. At the head of this Babylonian entity will be the Roman Catholic Church, along with all the other pagan religions of the world that will be drawn into her through her ecumenical efforts. The Bible tells us that this Mystery Babylon system will be spread throughout the world. It will have a false Christ, just as prophesied, and will also promote the number 666, along with the image of the beast, who will be presented as holy and sacred, and something to be desired. There is a growing movement among people toward the New Age mindset, with a conglomeration of satanic churches and practices. New Age believers teach karma, reincarnation, inner healing, holistic health, yoga, higher consciousness, the mother goddess, crystal powers, spirit channeling, psychic power, and UFOs. If we wonder what lures these deceived ones into putting their trust in New Age gurus, the teachings of mind control psychologists, and what they see by their senses as miracles, signs, and wonders, is revealed in chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, where we are told that, prior to Jesus coming for his true church in the rapture, there will be a great apostasy. And because of this falling away, the people left behind will believe a lie, and will be damned because they have rejected the truth so as to be saved. The New Age concept has everything necessary to fit the last days one world religion, as it is identified in Bible prophecy. For while it teaches that not only is there a God, but that you are that God. This false and universal way is a religion that is carried on the wings of demonic spirits who are dark and fallen angels. And as their deceptions breed their destruction, there are false New Age books and Bibles which have sold millions of copies, such as the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. But there are many other false Christs in the New Age teaching as well, just as the genuine Jesus of the Holy Scriptures prophesied that there would be, as confirmed in Matthew 24:5. It is no wonder, then, that there is a promised one who claims to be the New Age Christ. The Maitreya, or Lord Maitreya, as he is also known, is described in theosophical literature of the late 19th century and subsequent periods as an advanced spiritual entity and high-ranking member of a hidden spiritual hierarchy, the so-called Masters of the Ancient Wisdom. According to theosophical doctrine, one of the hierarchy's functions is to oversee the evolution of humankind. And in accord with this function, the Maitreya is said to hold the so-called office of the world teacher. The Bible states very clearly that in the last days, deception would reach its pinnacle, and that the world would fall prey to Antichrist deceit and lying persuasions. The New Age religion has a plan which calls for a one-world government and a one-world religion, with the ultimate goal to destroy genuine Christianity and belief in the one true and only Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jawal Kul was known as a Tibetan disciple in the tradition of ancient esoteric spirituality, known as the Ageless Wisdom Tradition. He was known as one of the masters of the ancient wisdom, defined as the spiritual guides of mankind. His writings gave detailed information for the foundation of what he termed the New Age. He taught cosmological, metaphysical, and esoteric principles in his book, A Treatise on Cosmic Fire. He stated that the number 666 and the mark of the messenger will be used to purify and cleanse the earth. But what exactly does the number 666 signify for the future of man and the planet Earth? In answering that question, Jawal Kul explains the laws of karma, reincarnation, and rebirth. He says that at the end of the present age, or cycle, in order to bring in the new age, certain destructive forces will be unleashed on the world. These forces, which take a triangular shape, constitute heavenly karma or cosmic justice. There will be a great initiation of all mankind, Kul reveals, and the number 666 will be instrumental in both carrying out cosmic justice and initiating man into the new age. The Bible tells us that there will be a man, the Antichrist, but behind him is none other than Lucifer, the god of this world. David Spangler, an American spiritual philosopher and self-described practical mystic New Age theologian, whose books have sold in the hundreds of thousands, says that it is Lucifer who comes to bring us to wholeness, for his is an invitation to the New Age. Lucifer is the same force as Christ, end quote. Lucifer comes with his mystery religion, with his number 666, and with his mark. All is truly in place. The New Age has many churches today. They are unified and moving into Christian churches. David Spangler has spoken many times at St. John the Divine Episcopal Church in New York City, the largest cathedral church in America. New Age doctrine is being taught from many pulpits and New Age churches with names such as the Church of Conscious Harmony, the Church of Today, Unity, the Church of Christian Science, Scientology, the Worldwide Church of God, the Church of Wicca, the Unification Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Progressive Christianity, the Church Universal and Triumphant, and many others like them. It has most definitely infiltrated the Catholic Church and has been there since its Babylonian roots, as well as evangelical churches where yoga, labyrinth walking, contemplative prayer, and other occultic rituals are being practiced. Its tentacles have wrapped themselves around Judaism through the mystic arm of Kabbalah, and the Muslim faith through New Age Islam, which encourages progressive thinking and spiritual advancement. And this is where we must pause for today, beloved. We will pick up where we left off in our next segment as we continue to yield our hearts and minds to the Holy Spirit, who has been given to lead us into all truth and to prepare us to meet our Savior and Lord in the air, soon and very soon. Maranatha, and keep grounded in His truth, beloved. And as always, I bid you His agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.